Fostering better conversations about Parkinson's symptoms. Coming up in April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, and we have some folks that can help us out talking about a new initiative from a quarter called Live Well, Do Tell. We have Dr. Matthew Stern, and also advocate and man who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's, Steve DeWitt. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Bruce.
Let's start off, I guess, Doctor, if you could give us a description. What is Parkinson's? We hear about it. Just celebrities occasionally will come out and say they have this, or maybe we know somebody. What is the disease? How is it affecting the individual?
Parkinson's disease is a very common neurodegenerative disease. It affects about 1% of the population over the age of 55 or 60. And the common symptoms are tremor, slowness, loss of dexterity, muscle rigidity, and there are a host of other symptoms that affect patients, including things like depression, fatigue, anxiety, pain, a myriad of symptoms that can affect patients in very different ways.
Steve, can you give us your story? When did you first realize, something's not right with me?
Well, it started out with a slight little twitch in my left pinky, and that didn't bother me. It didn't seem to have any effect on quality of life, and so I didn't really attend to it until it spread to two fingers, three fingers, and a dead left arm, just kind of like was limp on my side. And when I went to see the doctors, they had a difficult time identifying it first. It's not identifiable through traditional means such as blood work or x-rays. It's clinically diagnosed through observations and measuring the amount of rigidity you have in your muscles. Eventually, it became very clear to the doctors and myself that it was a Parkinson's diagnosis. And then you kind of immerse yourself in understanding the disease through education, and that's what this Live Well, Do Tell program is designed to do, help patients know where to go and how to approach their visits with their physicians.
Doctor, do we have any idea what triggers this?
Well, there's obviously a tremendous amount of research going on right now, and we have an increasing array of ideas of what happens in the brain of patients with Parkinson's disease, but there's no cure right now. On the other hand, we're very effective at reducing disability. And I think it's important for patients who have Parkinson's to understand that their own experience is just that. It's their own, and it may be very different from another individual's, and that's the whole point of this important initiative.
Can you talk about this off period? I guess that's a term that's used in relation to Parkinson's. What is it, or what's happening at that time?
Well, so many patients, after a few years of being treated, will notice that their treatments are effective for a while, and then as the treatment wears off, their symptoms reemerge, and this is what we refer to as off periods. And what's so interesting is those off periods can be tremor, can be slowness, but they can also be more subtle symptoms that often patients aren't aware of. Fatigue, pain, anxiety, these can all occur as a patient enters one of these so-called off periods.
Steve, I was going to ask Steve, if you could get, how you've been dealing with it now. I guess it's been about 12 years or so that you've, since the diagnosis. What's the journey been like for you?
I just celebrated my 13th year on March 5th, and the journey has been not as bad as you'd think because of what I'll call the community support. And you do become very much ingrained in searching out the latest in disease prevention and where the advances are. And you share those ideas with other patients, and it becomes a very communal thing. So I felt very supported throughout that process, and that's why, again, this Live Well, Do Tell program is an extension of that. It's encouraging patients to have a good visit with their clinician, be very honest with them, complete with what they're experiencing, and let that information be passed through the medical community for better treatments going forward.
Doctor, what's the title mean, Live Well, Do Tell?
Well, this really means, how can we empower patients to communicate their symptoms more effectively with their physician? And the interesting thing about this initiative is this was really a stakeholder collaboration. This was putting people in the room that are patients, that are doctors, that are thought leaders, that are advocacy groups, and listening to the dialogue about what the limitations are right now. How come patients are not getting as much and as qualitative treatment as they deserve? And that's how Akorda and this and these stakeholders initiated this particular program. And our goal here is to encourage patient awareness of the heterogeneity of symptoms and allow them to have honest and complete discussions with their physician. So in a sense, this is patient empowerment.
Steve, do you have any recommendations for people who do not have Parkinson's who might be in a position to help those who do?
Yes. Continue the education along with their person with Parkinson's. It's when you say multi-stakeholders, I depend a lot on my family, on my friends, to advise me of what they're seeing on our condition, because sometimes patients don't see or don't want to accept some of the things that they're experiencing, and they need a good conscience. And so I would encourage them to be involved with the discussions, perhaps directly with the clinician itself, to describe what's going on with the disease, and that's a big help.
Doctor, is there a age range where patients seem to be most susceptible or become diagnosed with this sort of thing? And does it matter genders? Does one gender have it more than others?
Those are good questions. I'll just answer the last one first. There's a slight preponderance of men over women. It's about 60-40. And the other misunderstanding is that this is not a disease of old people. The most common age range is around 55 or 60 for the onset of Parkinson's, but we have patients in their 30s and 40s and patients in their 70s and 80s, so there's a wide variety. The important thing is that in most instances, Parkinson's begins in when patients are still very active, they're working, it's very much in the prime of their lives, so it behooves us to come up with strategies to limit the effect on their quality of life.
Does this fall under the category of a lot of the other sort of neuromuscular type of diseases where there's so specific of different types? Is this like just another one on the spectrum of that?
Well, we refer to this as a neurodegenerative disease because there's progressive loss and dysfunction of nerve cells in the brain. It's a little different than some of the neuromuscular disorders. Alzheimer's disease is the most common neurodegenerative disorder. This would fall more in the range of that type of condition, even though it's, of course, not Alzheimer's disease.
And as far as treatment, obviously no cure, but where's the, you know, how radical do people get, or what are some of the milder ways that these things are treated?
So there are a host of treatments now available, and Steve's a good example of someone who's had this for 13 years, and he's functioning fine. For the most part, I mean, he has his moments, but with treatment today, we're very optimistic when we make a diagnosis in telling patients that we're going to be able to reduce their disability over the long term, and that really is our goal. And so, the point of this whole program is to enable patients to understand that yes, there's heterogeneous symptoms here, but as long as they're honest in communicating what it is that's affecting them, we're pretty good about treating them.
Where do people find out more about this Live Well, Do Tell initiative, and so they can be a part of this and move this forward?
There's a website that's just been set up called livewelldotell.org, and there's some great information on that for patients and clinicians to get more ideas on how to deal with the disease. I'd also make mention in Cleveland, In Motion is a great program in your own town that helps people with Parkinson's in a lot of different ways. But go to this site first and get your ideas from there, and then share those ideas with others. That's what's important about the program, too, is it should be spread out and everybody helping one another to get to the right answers that we're looking for better treatments.
We appreciate both your time this morning, Steve DeWitt. We wish you well. And also, Dr. Stern, thank you for sharing the information this morning. Appreciate both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Again, the April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, and livewelldotell.org for details.